There is this Stoic saying, strong minds suffer without complaining, while weak minds complain without suffering. You must understand, the Stoic said, that suffering is an inescapable element of the human experience. Therefore, it's not the suffering itself that distinguishes the strong from the weak. Rather, it is the response to suffering. Complaining, they believed, is the crutch of the sick mind, a fruitless expression of self-pity. That only increases one's misery. That's why the Stoics endured life's trials with grace and stoicism, because complaint could only worsen the suffering, adding an avoidable layer of pain to their experience. Plato once said, "For a man to conquer himself is the first and noblest of all victories." This is why the ancient Stoics emphasized the importance of waging the most crucial battle in life, the battle against our own limitations and vices, against our enslavement to mere emotions and desires. Because how much longer must you remain a puppet to these fleeting forces? True conquest isn't about external achievements, but mastering oneself. Controlling your character, mastering desires and guiding thoughts, emotions, and actions with reason. And thus you must hear this Stoic rule. Self-control is strength. Right thought is mastery. Calmness is power. Once you have mastered these Stoic secrets to forever harnessing the power of your mind, don't hold back. Share this profound knowledge far and wide. Embrace and embody these principles deeply within yourself, and then extend them outward by teaching those around you. Have you ever noticed how explaining a concept to someone else helps you understand it better yourself? Teaching is not just about imparting knowledge. It's a tool for deepening your own understanding and commitment to these ideals. Whether through writing, speaking, or leading by example, sharing your journey can enhance your understanding and inspire others to explore Stoic wisdom. Lesson 1. The Fortress of Focus. How can you harness the power of concentration? The Stoics believed that focus is not just a skill, but a gateway to virtue and inner peace. Have you ever considered how your ability to concentrate affects every aspect of your life? Marcus Aurelius once wrote, "Concentrate every minute like a Roman, like a man, on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness, tenderly, willingly, with justice, and on freeing yourself from all other distractions." How often do you find your mind wandering to the past or the future? To the Stoics, the power of now was paramount. They practiced presence as a form of mental fortitude. Can you remember a time when being fully present significantly improved your experience of an event? This isn't just about enjoyment, but about wielding the full capacity of your mind in the current moment. A practical exercise to enhance your focus is mindfulness meditation. Have you ever tried sitting quietly, focusing solely on your breath, and bringing your mind back when it wanders? This practice isn't just calming, it trains your brain like a muscle. The more you bring your focus back, the stronger your mental focus becomes. The Stoics also recognized the distractions of life as major hindrances to focus. Seneca warned about scattering our energy through multitasking and unnecessary busyness. Are you perhaps guilty of glorifying busy as a status symbol? What could you achieve if you channeled all your energy into one task at a time? By practicing single tasking, you can increase your productivity and satisfaction with your work. Try dedicating blocks of time to specific tasks each day. Notice how this shift not only improves the quality of your output, but also decreases your stress levels. In managing distractions, the Stoics emphasize the importance of environment. Epictetus advised, "If you wish to improve, be content to appear clueless in extraneous matters." Do you sometimes fear missing out if you don't keep up with every trend or news story? Building mental resilience involves distinguishing between what truly needs your attention and what does not. Create a filter based on your core values and goals. Ask yourself, does this information or activity align with my values or advance my goals? If not, it may be a distraction worth ignoring. Reflecting on your day can significantly boost your focus. At the end of each day, ask yourself, what did I focus on today that served me well? What distracted me, and how can I reduce that distraction tomorrow? This reflection reinforces your successes and lessons learned, cementing the practice of focus in your daily life. Through the Stoic practice of honing focus, you can transform your mind into a fortress that is not easily penetrated by the chaos of the external world. How will you commit to building this fortress in your daily life? Embrace the Stoic secret to master your mind forever, starting with the powerful tool of focus. Lesson 2. The art of emotional equilibrium. Can you control your feelings or do they control you? The Stoics teach us that mastery over one's emotions is key to inner peace. How often do you find yourself swayed by fleeting emotions, reacting to situations without pause? Epictetus stated, "Men are disturbed not by things, but by the view which they take of them." This insight suggests that it is not the external events, but our reactions to them that disturb our peace. Can you identify a recent situation where your reaction, rather than the event itself, caused you more distress? To develop emotional equilibrium, begin by observing your reactions without judgment. Notice when you feel disturbed or overly excited by minor events. Ask yourself, are my emotional responses proportionate to the event? Is there a more measured reaction that could serve me better in this situation? This practice of self-observation is the first step toward gaining control over your reactions, rather than being controlled by them. The Stoics employed a technique known as premeditatio malorum, which involves anticipating potential challenges and mentally preparing for them. Have you tried visualizing how you might calmly handle a difficult situation before it happens? This exercise strengthens your ability to maintain composure under pressure. By preparing for the worst, you can maintain your equilibrium when faced with life's inevitable ups and downs. Another effective method to balance emotions is the practice of daily reflection. Seneca often wrote letters to himself, discussing his feelings and behaviors. Why not adopt this practice? Each evening, write down what you felt throughout the day and why. This introspection can reveal patterns in your emotional responses and help you address areas where your reactions do not align with your Stoic ideals. The concept of the inner citadel is crucial to Stoic thought. It is a metaphorical fortress within us that safeguards our rational mind. Do you have such a sanctuary where you retreat to regain clarity? Strengthening your inner citadel involves cultivating virtues like wisdom and courage, which enable you to remain unaffected by external chaos and emotional turmoil. Engaging with challenging emotions rather than suppressing them is a practical approach endorsed by the Stoics. When you feel overwhelmed, instead of pushing the emotions away, sit with them. Analyze these feelings to understand their origin and truthfulness. What can they teach you about your values and your current state of mind? This approach not only brings clarity, but also aids in dissipating the intensity of the emotions. The Stoics also emphasize the role of community in maintaining emotional stability. Discussing your thoughts and feelings with trusted friends or mentors can provide new perspectives and reinforce your efforts to stay balanced. Do you have such a community? If not, consider building connections with others who share your interest in Stoic philosophy. Remember, achieving emotional equilibrium is not about denying your feelings. It is about recognizing them and deciding how you will allow them to influence you. As Marcus Aurelius famously said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." Realize this, and you will find strength. How will you exercise this power to maintain your emotional equilibrium? Lesson 3. Embracing impermanence. Can you accept the transient nature of life? The Stoics were profoundly aware of life's impermanence, an awareness that helped them cherish each moment. How often do you reflect on the temporary nature of your experiences, possessions, and even relationships? Marcus Aurelius reminded us to consider, "You could leave life right now." This thought isn't meant to evoke fear, but to inspire a deeper appreciation and a focus on what truly matters. Can you think of aspects of your life that you might take for granted because you assume they will always be there? To truly embrace impermanence, start by observing the changes around you without attachment. Watch how the seasons change, notice how your thoughts come and go, and how relationships evolve. What feelings arise when you contemplate these changes? Acknowledging that change is the only constant can help you remain flexible and reduce feelings of loss or anxiety when transitions occur. Practicing detachment is another Stoic method for embracing impermanence. This does not mean you do not care about your life or the people in it. Rather, It's about not being emotionally bound by things you cannot control. Have you experienced the peace that comes from letting go of your need to control the outcome of every situation? By practicing detachment, you can maintain your inner peace even in the face of life's inevitable shifts. Reflection on mortality, a practice known as memento mori, is a traditional Stoic exercise. It involves regularly contemplating one's own death to enhance the value of living. How would you change your daily actions if you knew your time was limited? This reflection can lead to a more intentional and virtuous life, aligning your actions more closely with your values. The Stoics also suggest finding stability within, rather than relying on external circumstances. Do you have practices that ground you, such as meditation, journaling, or spending time in nature? Strengthening your inner self helps you navigate the changes in life with grace and courage, making you less dependent on external validation or circumstances. Another aspect of embracing impermanence is celebrating the present moment. The Stoics teach us to focus intensely on the here and now, engaging fully with the task at hand. How present are you during daily activities? By concentrating on the present, you can extract the maximum value from each moment, enriching your life and minimizing regrets about the past or fears about the future. Community engagement can also enhance your ability to embrace impermanence. Sharing experiences with others who understand and appreciate the transient nature of life can provide support and deepen your insights. Do you have a community that shares these values? Such connections can be a source of comfort and inspiration as you navigate life's impermanent nature together. Ultimately, embracing impermanence leads to a more vibrant and meaningful life. It frees you from the anxiety of trying to hold on to what naturally changes or ends. As Seneca said, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it." How will you choose to live differently, knowing that everything is temporary? This lesson challenges you to live more fully, aware of the preciousness of each moment. Lesson 4. Cultivating resilience. How do you react to life's challenges? The Stoics viewed life's challenges as opportunities to demonstrate virtue and resilience. How do you typically respond to difficulties and setbacks? Epictetus taught that it's not what happens to us, but how we react that matters. This perspective empowers you to choose resilience over resignation. Can you recall a situation where a resilient mindset helped you overcome a challenge? Embracing this viewpoint can transform your approach to any difficulty, turning obstacles into stepping stones. To build resilience, it is crucial to start by acknowledging and accepting the reality of the situation. Denial only leads to further stress and disappointment. Have you ever noticed how accepting the truth of a challenging situation makes it easier to deal with? This acceptance does not mean resignation. Rather, it is the first step in actively engaging with the problem. From here, you can begin to strategize and mobilize resources to address the challenge effectively. Another key Stoic practice is the differentiation between what is within our control and what is not. Marcus Aurelius emphasized focusing our energy only on the aspects we can influence. How often do you find yourself stressing over things outside your control? By redirecting your efforts towards areas where you can make an impact, not only do you become more effective, but you also maintain your peace of mind. Practicing foresight and preparation is another method to foster resilience. The Stoics advocate for visualizing potential challenges and rehearsing your responses to them. This practice, known as premeditatio malorum, helps you anticipate issues and reduces anxiety through preparedness. Have you ever found that thinking through possible outcomes in advance made you more confident and calm when faced with a real challenge? Maintaining a daily routine that includes time for reflection and self-improvement can also enhance your resilience. Regular self-reflection allows you to monitor your progress and adjust your strategies. How consistent is your routine in incorporating activities that strengthen your mental and emotional health? Such practices could include physical exercise, meditation, reading, or engaging in meaningful conversations with others. The support of a community or a mentor can also play a significant role in building resilience. Sharing your struggles and successes with others who understand and support your Stoic journey can provide additional perspectives and encouragement. Do you have a support network that helps you stay resilient? If not, consider joining or forming a group where these values are encouraged and shared. Finally, cultivating gratitude even in the face of adversity is a powerful stoic tool. By focusing on what you can be thankful for, even during hard times, you shift your mindset from one of scarcity to one of abundance. Have you noticed how gratitude changes your perception of your circumstances? This shift can significantly alter your emotional response and increase your resilience. How will you apply these principles to build a more resilient mind and spirit? Each challenge you face is an invitation to strengthen your virtues and enhance your ability to navigate the complexities of life with grace and courage. Lesson 5. The discipline of desire. How can you master your wants and needs? The Stoics teach us that true freedom comes from mastering our desires and understanding our needs. How often do you find yourself wanting things that, upon reflection, you don't truly need? Epictetus argued that freedom is not secured by fulfilling desire, but by removing it. This approach challenges you to distinguish between what is necessary and what is merely nice to have. Can you think of a desire you have recently disciplined? Mastering this can lead to greater contentment and peace. To begin mastering your desires, practice self-awareness. Observe your impulses without immediately acting on them. Ask yourself why you want what you desire and whether it aligns with your values. This introspection can prevent you from falling into the trap of mindless consumption or pursuit of superficial goals. Have you noticed how pausing and reflecting makes your choices more intentional? This habit is essential for cultivating a disciplined mind. Stoicism encourages us to focus on simplicity. Marcus Aurelius lived a life of power, yet chose simplicity over excess. How could simplifying your life increase your happiness? By reducing your dependencies on external possessions or status, you strengthen your internal resilience and find satisfaction in what truly matters. Another important aspect is the practice of gratitude. By regularly acknowledging and appreciating what you already have, your desire for more can diminish. Do you keep a gratitude journal? Or do you have a routine that helps you remember the good in your life? These practices can shift your focus from scarcity to abundance, reducing the perpetual chase for more. Developing contentment with the present moment is also a key lesson in Stoicism. This doesn't mean giving up on goals or progress, but finding joy in the journey rather than just the destination. How often do you feel truly present and content with your current situation? Cultivating this state of mind can significantly reduce the feeling of needing more to be happy. The Stoics also believed in the power of community to help regulate personal desires. Engaging with like-minded individuals who value simplicity and contentment can reinforce your own beliefs and practices. Do you have a community that supports your philosophical ideals? Such a group can offer encouragement and accountability as you work to master your desires. Finally, practicing voluntary discomfort can be a powerful exercise. This might involve fasting, cold showers, or temporarily giving up a luxury. Have you tried any form of voluntary discomfort? And what did you learn from it? These practices remind us that we can endure more than we think, and often need much less than we believe. Lesson 5 invites you to reevaluate your relationship with your desires. By mastering what you want and truly understanding what you need, you prepare yourself for a life of fulfillment and tranquility. How will you apply the Stoic discipline of desire to create a more mindful and contented existence? This mastery is not about deprivation, but about aligning your desires with your deepest values and finding freedom in simplicity. Lesson 6. The power of adaptability. How flexible are you in the face of change? The Stoics regarded adaptability as a critical virtue in mastering one's mind. How often do you find yourself resisting change because it's uncomfortable or unexpected? Seneca taught that life is like a river. Its currents can be unpredictable, but by learning to swim well, we can navigate any waters. The first step in becoming adaptable is recognizing that change is not only inevitable, but also essential for growth. Can you recall a time when a change you initially resisted turned out to be beneficial? Embracing adaptability allows you to respond to life's uncertainties with grace rather than fear. To cultivate adaptability, start by challenging your routines. Routine provides comfort. but too much comfort can lead to rigidity. Try altering your daily habits slightly each week. Whether it's trying a different daily routine, handling work tasks differently, trying new foods, or changing your workout, these small adjustments can help increase your comfort with change. Have you noticed how these small challenges make bigger changes more manageable? This practice gradually strengthens your adaptability muscles. Mindset plays a crucial role in adaptability. The Stoics believed in viewing every obstacle as an opportunity to practice virtues like patience and resilience. How do you typically view challenges? By reframing your perspective to see challenges as beneficial, you can significantly enhance your ability to adapt. This shift in perception can transform potentially stressful situations into valuable learning experiences. Another key aspect of adaptability is letting go of the need for control. Many people struggle with this because they equate control with security. However, the Stoic philosopher Epictetus argued that we must distinguish between what we can control and what we cannot. Do you find it difficult to accept uncertainty? Practicing acceptance helps you focus on your responses, which are always within your control, rather than on controlling the uncontrollable. Adaptability also requires a strong sense of self-awareness. Understanding your strengths and weaknesses allows you to navigate changes more effectively. Take time to reflect on how you have handled past changes. What strengths helped you cope? What weaknesses did you notice? Developing self-awareness through regular reflection enables you to leverage your strengths and work on your weaknesses in the face of change. Community support can greatly enhance your adaptability. Sharing experiences with others who are also striving to be more adaptable provides insights and encouragement. Do you participate in a community that values growth and adaptability? Such environments can offer support and motivate you to remain flexible even when it's challenging. Practicing mindfulness is another effective way to develop adaptability. By staying present in the moment, you can better handle the emotions that come with unexpected changes. Mindfulness teaches you to observe your thoughts and feelings without immediately reacting to them. Have you tried incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine? This practice can help you remain calm and collected, providing a clear mind to make better decisions in changing circumstances. How will you start to incorporate these Stoic strategies to become more flexible and resilient? By mastering adaptability, you not only cope with life's changes but also thrive amidst them, using each as an opportunity to grow and evolve. Lesson 7. The Art of Self-Sufficiency. How independent are your thoughts and actions? Stoicism teaches the value of self-sufficiency, not just in terms of physical needs but, more importantly, in our thoughts and actions. How often do you find yourself influenced by the opinions and behaviors of others? Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of creating and relying on one's own judgment and principles. To cultivate true self-sufficiency, begin by examining how external influences shape your decisions. Are your choices truly yours, or are they shaped by societal expectations or peer pressure? Building a mindset of self-sufficiency involves distinguishing your authentic self from the external pressures. To develop this virtue, practice making decisions independently. Start with small, everyday choices, like choosing what to wear or what to eat, without seeking others' opinions. This exercise strengthens your decision-making muscles, preparing you for bigger and more significant decisions. Have you noticed a change in your confidence when you trust your judgment? Incremental steps towards independent decision-making reinforce your mental independence and self-reliance. Self-sufficiency also involves emotional independence. Stoics believe in controlling their reactions to external events, a practice that fosters emotional self-sufficiency. How do you react when things don't go your way? Learning to manage your emotions and responses without relying on others for validation or direction is crucial. This ability will not only improve your relationships, but also your overall well-being. Reflection is a key tool in achieving self-sufficiency. Spend time alone to contemplate your values, goals, and the reasoning behind your actions. How often do you reflect on your day or your decisions? Regular self-reflection allows you to understand yourself better and align your actions with your true principles. This alignment is essential for living a stoic and self-sufficient life. Educating yourself is another important aspect of self-sufficiency. The Stoics were avid learners who believed knowledge was a critical component of independence. What areas of knowledge are you passionate about? Pursuing education and personal interests not only broadens your horizons, but also reduces dependence on external entertainment and distractions. Financial independence is a more concrete aspect of self-sufficiency. While Stoics focus more on mental and emotional independence, being financially self-sufficient can alleviate many stresses and distractions, allowing you to focus more fully on personal growth. Do you have a plan for achieving financial independence? Developing a strategy to manage your finances responsibly supports Stoic principles by minimizing desires and living within your means. Community interaction, paradoxically, can enhance your self-sufficiency. Engaging with a supportive community that values independence and growth can provide the encouragement needed to develop these traits in yourself. Do you belong to such a community? While it may seem counterintuitive, the right community doesn't foster dependency. Instead, it encourages individual growth and resilience. In this lesson, we explore how Stoicism promotes a life of self-sufficiency in thoughts, emotions, and actions. How will you implement these strategies to become more self-reliant? Embracing Stoic self-sufficiency doesn't mean isolating yourself. Rather, it means developing an inner reservoir of strength that allows you to operate independently in the world while still engaging meaningfully with others. Lesson 8: The Virtue of Patience. How can you cultivate a more patient mindset? Stoicism holds patience as a foundational virtue in the mastery of one's mind. How often do you find yourself frustrated by situations that are out of your control? Marcus Aurelius advised us to meet everything that happens with acceptance and to see it as an opportunity to exercise patience. To cultivate patience, start by recognizing when impatience arises and what triggers it. Are there specific scenarios where you lose your temper or feel rushed? Acknowledging these triggers is the first step toward controlling them, allowing you to approach situations with a calmer, more stoic attitude. Understanding the nature of time and our expectations of it is crucial for developing patience. The Stoics believed that becoming upset with the passage of time or delays is irrational, as we cannot control time's flow. How do you react when things take longer than expected? By adjusting your expectations and accepting that some processes have their own timeline, you can reduce feelings of impatience and stress. This acceptance not only makes you more patient, but also more aligned with the Stoic view of life. Practicing mindfulness is a powerful tool for cultivating patience. When you're mindful, you're fully present in the moment, which helps prevent you from worrying about the future or fretting over the past. Have you tried mindfulness techniques such as deep breathing or meditation? These practices can help you stay grounded when impatience tries to take over, allowing you to maintain your composure and think more clearly. Engaging in activities that inherently require patience is another effective way to develop this virtue. Gardening, cooking, or learning a new skill can teach you to enjoy the process rather than just the outcome. What activities do you find require a patient approach? Regularly participating in these can help you naturally integrate patience into all areas of your life. Reflection on the benefits of patience can reinforce its importance in your Stoic practice. Consider the times when being patient led to a better outcome. How did patience benefit you personally and professionally? These reflections can motivate you to cultivate patience more actively, recognizing it as a key to unlocking a more fulfilling and less stressful life. Teaching patience to others, particularly if you are a parent or a mentor, can also deepen your own practice. How do you encourage others to be patient? The act of teaching reinforces the principles in your own mind and highlights areas where you may still need practice. This reciprocal influence not only benefits those you teach, but also strengthens your own commitment to Stoic virtues. Finally, integrate patience into your daily affirmations or reflections. Remind yourself each morning of the value of patience and set an intention to practice it throughout the day. Do you have a mantra or a favorite Stoic quote that helps you remain patient? Regular reinforcement of these ideas can transform your mindset over time, embedding patience into your character. In this lesson, we've explored various methods to cultivate patience, a crucial aspect of Stoic philosophy. By practicing patience, you can significantly enhance your mental resilience and lead a more balanced, Stoic life. How will you commit to developing patience today, and how might this change your approach to challenges and delays? Embrace patience as a profound source of strength in your journey to master your mind forever. Lesson 9. Harnessing inner strength. How do you build and maintain your inner citadel? The concept of the inner citadel is central to Stoic philosophy. It represents the fortress of our mind where we can retreat and find strength, no matter what is happening around us. How often do you find yourself influenced or shaken by external events? Marcus Aurelius believed that developing a strong inner citadel was essential for maintaining tranquility. To build this inner strength, begin by identifying your core values and principles. Aligning your actions with these values consistently reinforces the walls of your inner citadel, making you less susceptible to external pressures. Reflection is a key tool for strengthening your inner citadel. Take time each day to reflect on your actions and decisions. Ask yourself whether they align with your Stoic principles. Are you living in accordance with your values? This daily practice not only reinforces your inner strength, but also helps identify areas where you may be giving in to external influences. Regular reflection ensures that your inner citadel remains impregnable. Meditation can also fortify your inner citadel by promoting mental clarity and emotional stability. Through meditation, you can practice detaching from the chaos of daily life and focusing inward. Have you incorporated meditation into your daily routine? Even a few minutes each day can make a significant difference in your ability to maintain peace and resilience in the face of challenges. Stoicism teaches the importance of accepting what we cannot change and focusing our energy on what we can control. By embracing this philosophy, you can strengthen your inner citadel. When faced with situations beyond your control, remind yourself of this Stoic principle. How does focusing on what you can control rather than fretting over the uncontrollable help maintain your inner peace? Practicing adversity is another method to strengthen your inner citadel. The Stoics believed in testing themselves through voluntary discomfort, such as fasting or physical endurance. These practices not only build resilience, but also remind us that we can endure more than we think. Have you tested your limits recently? Such challenges can reinforce the robustness of your inner citadel. Support from a community of like-minded individuals can also enhance the strength of your inner citadel. Sharing experiences and wisdom with others who practice Stoicism can provide additional perspectives and support. Do you have a Stoic community or a group of thoughtful friends who help reinforce your philosophical practices? This support is invaluable for maintaining the strength of your inner fortress. Finally, cultivating gratitude strengthens your inner citadel by shifting your focus from what you lack to what you possess. Practicing gratitude daily can significantly impact your mental resilience. What are you grateful for today? Recognizing and appreciating the good in your life reinforces your inner citadel and shields you from negativity and despair. In this lesson, we've explored various ways to build and maintain your inner citadel, a crucial aspect of Stoic philosophy. By developing this inner strength, you prepare yourself to face life's challenges with confidence and poise. How will you strengthen your inner citadel this week? And how might this change your approach to external pressures? Embrace these practices to ensure your fortress remains strong and your mind remains serene. Lesson 10. Embracing wisdom. How can you apply Stoic wisdom to master your mind forever? Stoicism is not merely about handling negative emotions or difficult situations. It's fundamentally about cultivating wisdom. Wisdom in Stoic philosophy encompasses the understanding of what is within our control and what is not, and acting accordingly. How often do you pause to distinguish between these in your daily life? This discernment is crucial because it conserves your energy for the areas where you can truly make a difference. Marcus Aurelius emphasized living in harmony with nature. By this, he meant acting in accordance with one's true nature and the nature of the universe. Stoic wisdom involves seeing the reality of the situation without the cloud of personal bias or emotional turmoil. It requires practicing objectivity and focusing on logical reasoning over emotional reactions. Can you think of a recent situation where a more objective approach would have served you better? Cultivating this aspect of wisdom allows you to respond to life not impulsively, but thoughtfully and effectively. Wisdom also includes the acceptance of life's inherent unpredictability and impermanence, which fosters inner peace and resilience. To practically apply Stoic wisdom, start by embracing the habit of reflection. Reflection allows you to consider your actions, thoughts, and reactions in the light of Stoic principles. It encourages a deeper understanding of why you think and behave the way you do, and how you can align more closely with Stoic virtues. Do you set aside time for daily or weekly reflection? Regular introspection helps you to continually refine your approach to life, ensuring that your decisions and actions are driven by wisdom rather than whim or fleeting emotion. Reflection can be facilitated through journaling, meditation, or discussions with a mentor or philosophical peer. Each of these practices provides a framework for you to assess your progress and challenges in mastering your mind. As you reflect, ask yourself how closely your actions align with your values, and what adjustments might bring you closer to true Stoic wisdom. Another way to apply Stoic wisdom is through the practice of teaching or sharing your knowledge with others. When you articulate the principles you are trying to live by, you clarify them in your own mind. Have you ever noticed how explaining a concept to someone else helps you understand it better yourself? Teaching is not just about imparting knowledge. It's a tool for deepening your own understanding and commitment to these ideals. Whether through writing, speaking, or leading by example, sharing your journey can enhance your understanding and inspire others to explore Stoic wisdom. Incorporate the Stoic practice of pre-meditatio malorum, or the pre-meditation of evils. This practice involves visualizing potential challenges or difficulties and preparing yourself mentally for them. How does imagining these challenges make you feel? By regularly engaging in this exercise, you not only reduce the impact of negative events when they do occur, but also enhance your ability to remain calm and effective in handling them. This Stoic technique builds mental resilience by acclimating you to the idea of adversity, thereby diminishing fear and anxiety related to unknown or negative outcomes. Cultivating resilience through continuous learning is also essential. Stoic wisdom is not static. It evolves with experience and understanding. Are you committed to lifelong learning? By remaining curious and open to new information and perspectives, you keep your mind active and flexible, ready to adapt to new challenges with Stoic calm and efficiency. This openness to learning also involves questioning your assumptions and beliefs, ensuring they are based on reason and real-world applicability rather than outdated or unexamined ideas. Practice gratitude, a simple yet profound way to cultivate wisdom. Gratitude shifts your focus from what is lacking to what is abundant in your life. How often do you consciously practice gratitude? By acknowledging and appreciating what you have, you align yourself with Stoic principles, which emphasize the sufficiency and beauty of the present moment. Gratitude also combats entitlement and dissatisfaction, fostering a balanced and realistic appreciation for life as it is, which is essential for true wisdom. Embrace community engagement as a means of applying Stoic wisdom. Participating in a community that values wisdom helps reinforce your own practices and beliefs. Do you actively participate in such a community? Engaging with others allows for the exchange of ideas and support that can bolster your personal and philosophical growth. Community interactions provide opportunities to practice Stoic virtues, such as empathy, humility, and patience, enhancing your personal development and understanding of Stoic wisdom. Finally, the ultimate application of Stoic wisdom is living according to nature, your own nature, and the nature of the world around you. This means accepting yourself and your circumstances as they are, while striving to improve in virtue. How well do you accept and work with your intrinsic characteristics and external conditions? By aligning your life with your understanding of Stoic principles, you lead a life of integrity and peace, mastering your mind and finding contentment in your existence. In this final lesson, we explore how the application of Stoic wisdom is essential for mastering your mind forever. By integrating these practices into your life, you embody the principles of Stoicism, leading to a profound inner strength and serenity. How will you commit to applying Stoic wisdom in your daily life to continue your journey of personal and philosophical growth? Embrace these lessons as you move forward, mastering your mind and enriching your life through the timeless wisdom of Stoicism.